Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Who will save the Palestinian prisoners from execution? News. On the 30th of March, the genocidal Jewish entity passed a new fascist law imposing an automatic death penalty on Palestinians convicted of carrying out deadly attacks deemed to be, quote, acts of terrorism. The execution by hanging will be carried out within 90 days of sentencing. The death penalty will be carried out where the intention of the attack was to negate the existence of the Zionist entity, and therefore does not apply to Jewish soldiers or settlers killing innocent Palestinian civilians. Ben-Gvir, the National Security Minister of the Jewish occupation, who has previous convictions for far-right, quote, terrorism, celebrated the passing of the legislation by opening a bottle of champagne and boasting, quote, soon we will count them one by one. Erica Guevara Rosas, Amnesty International Senior Director of Research and Advocacy, stated, quote, Israel is brazenly granting itself carte blanche to execute Palestinians. Comment, following the humiliation, torturing, starving, raping, and murdering of Palestinian prisoners, this new law is simply the latest chapter of the barbarism of the Jewish occupation, which will enable it to kill Palestinian detainees faster and with less scrutiny. There are approximately 9,500 to 11,100 Palestinians, men and women, currently held in the prisons of the Jewish entity, with around half held under administrative detention or labeled, quote, unlawful combatants, without charge or trial. This includes hundreds of children, many of whom have been brutally beaten and abused by prison officers. According to a report by Physicians from Human Rights Israel, PHRI, at least 94 Palestinian prisoners and detainees have died in custody under the Jewish entity in less than 2 years, from October 7th, 2023 to August 31st, 2025, but estimates that the number killed could be higher. The deaths were caused by torture, medical neglect, and forced starvation. PHRI stated that the occupation's incarceration facilities holding Palestinians had, quote, effectively been transformed into sites of torture and abuse, and described a practice of, quote, systemic killings and cover-ups. This was echoed by a report in March 2026 by the UN Special Rapporteur on the Situation of Human Rights in the Palestinian Territory, Francesca Albanese, who stated that torture had become, quote, state doctrine in the Jewish entity, and that its prisons were an instrument and integral component of the ongoing genocide against Palestinians. The report detailed Palestinian detainees suffering the most horrific forms of abuse, including being raped with bottles, metal rods and knives, breaking of bones and teeth, burning, forced starvation, and being attacked and urinated upon by dogs. The murdering of Palestinian prisoners is therefore nothing new to this vile, bloodthirsty entity. However, this latest legislation sanctions it to kill any Palestinian prisoner that it deems an enemy of the occupation or, quote, a terrorist under the umbrella of the law, and hence with minimal public attention. Meanwhile, the genocide against our ummah in Gaza continues, and the terrorization of the Muslims of the West Bank intensifies, and settler violence and settlement construction escalates, and Al-Aqsa remains closed for the longest time since the Crusades. So who will save our brothers, sisters, and children imprisoned by this brutal, murderous occupation? Who will protect our ummah in Palestine from slaughter and terror? And who will defend and liberate our sacred Al-Aqsa and this blessed land? Is it not blatantly clear that the lives of our brothers and sisters in Palestine and the sanctity of Al-Aqsa can only be saved through the uprooting of this occupation in its entirety, and the liberation of the whole land of Palestine from the murderous grip of this genocidal entity by the mobilization of the armies of the Muslim lands? So we ask our brothers in the Muslim armies, what and who are you waiting for before you respond to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to defend your ummah, your deen, and your blessed land? Surely you see that you alone have the military power, training, and capability to end this genocidal occupation for good with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surely you've witnessed how the rulers and regimes that you serve are frontline defenders of the Jewish entity, and the military bases, assets, and interests of their American and other Western masters rather than defenders of their ummah and the sanctities of your deen. Surely you understand that Palestine will never be liberated under their rule. Rather, it requires the establishment of a state which is a guardian of the Muslims and Islam and sincerely represents, defends, and fights for their interests, which is the Khilafah state based upon the method of the Prophethood. So what is holding you back? Where is your honor and courage? Rise and embrace the glorious legacy of the great commander Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi, who will forever be remembered and honored as the liberator of Palestine from the Crusader occupation, and who said, quote, "How can I smile and how can food and water taste good to me when Masjid al-Aqsa is in the hands of the Crusaders?" And who, during the war against the occupiers of Palestine, was warned, "If you advance towards Jerusalem, you may lose your one eye." He replied, quote, "I swear to Allah, I will advance towards Jerusalem if I will have to enter Jerusalem blind." And when he was asked, "You are a sultan over Egypt, Syria, and other lands, and yet we do not see you smile," he replied, "How can I smile when Beit al-Maqdis, Jerusalem, is in the hands of the Crusaders? So do not delay. Move now to liberate Al-Aqsa and this blessed land, and to defend your ummah, and to give your nusra material support for the establishment of the Khilafah. For surely you know that every day that passes in which you neglect these great duties will stand heavily against you on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment. So how will you answer your Rabb? Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
مالكم إذا قيل لكم انفروا في سبيل الله اثاقلتم إلى الأرض أرضيتم بالحياة الدنيا من الآخرة فما متاع الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا قليل إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم ولا تضروه شيئا والله على كل شيء قدير.
O believers, what is the matter with you that when you are asked to march forth in the cause of Allah, you cling firmly to your land? Do you prefer the life of this world over the hereafter? The enjoyment of this worldly life is insignificant compared to that of the hereafter. If you do not march forth, he will afflict you with a painful torment and replace you with other people. You are not harming him in the least, and Allah is most capable of everything. At-Tawbah 38-39. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Asma Siddiq, member of the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir.